AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says a national vaccination push results in more than 60% of the population, 70% of adults, vaccinated against the coronavirus, plunging infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. She adds incentive programs have helped.
Businesses like Anheuser-Busch, Kroger, and DoorDash are stepping up to offer all adults free beer on July 4th, the chance to win $1 million, and free meals for people who get vaccinated at community health centers. We've seen Krispy Kreme has done this. I would not recommend a Krispy Kreme with a beer, but I'll leave that to other people to decide.
The world's largest meatpacking company, JBS, says it is reopening closed plants in the U.S., Canada, and Australia after being hit by a ransomware attack thought to have been carried out by a group based in Russia. Psaki says the attack is yet another reminder to companies to tighten their online security.
This attack is a reminder about the importance to private sector entities of hardening their cybersecurity and ensuring they take the necessary steps to prepare for this threat, which we've seen rising even over the last few weeks.
Later this afternoon, President Biden meets with West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito on his infrastructure proposal and the smaller GOP counteroffer. The White House says next week will be make or break time for both sides to reach a compromise. Ferry service between Martha's Vineyard and the Massachusetts mainland was slowed this morning by a ransomware attack. The ferry authority says an IT team is assessing the impact of that attack. Earlier today, Iran's largest Navy ship caught fire and sank in the Gulf of Oman. The crew was able to escape. Now, near Tehran, an oil refinery is on fire, thick black smoke over the capital city. Iran State Television reports a fire started in a liquefied petroleum gas pipeline at the facility. There's no word yet on any fatalities or injuries. This is AP News. AstraZeneca begins delivery of coronavirus vaccines made in Thailand.
AstraZeneca's partner in Thailand has started its first deliveries of COVID-19 vaccines after concerns they were behind on their production schedules for the country and parts of Southeast Asia. Siam Bioscience says the first locally produced doses have just been delivered to Thailand's Ministry of Health ahead of the June 7 start of the country's official mass vaccination program. AstraZeneca says the vaccines will be ready for export to other Southeast Asian countries in July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two Utah sisters, 9 and 4 years old, determined to go on a beach vacation, took the family car as mom and dad were sleeping and hit the road. Police say the pair sideswiped one driver, then swerved into the path of a tractor trailer as they were driving along a highway frontage road early this morning. No one was hurt. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.